Hi, my name is Retained Onyamuda, and welcome to another extraordinary episode of your favorite podcast, In My 20s. In My 20s! So today's episode, all I want to get out of this episode is two things. One, I want women to sit after this episode and go, I didn't realize that about guys. That's very interesting. And for guys to go, we should probably be more open and honest with our emotions and how we're feeling, because it'll probably be for the benefit of our relationship. But anyway, without further delay, I am so excited to have my guest introduce himself. I can't do it any better, but without further delay, here he is.
Yo, this is Tay-Tay, a guy that believes in the only way to make a difference is to be different. Grew up in Joburg, born and bred in Joburg, moved to Cape Town about 4 years ago, designer for my gents. That's what I do.
Now in every episode, my guests always come through with a double down on a beat, mind moment, or gem moment, and this is just one of them.
For you as a woman, you expect me, if there's a situation, you expect me to be a man and step up. But now if you're going to come at me and attack my masculinity, it's like, okay, now you handle it. You handle it. Because if this is how you came out, right? This is the kind of guy that you want me to be. This is how you're calling me out.
The In My 20s podcast is split up into three sections. In the first section, we'll get to hear a little bit about Tay's career journey. In the second section, we'll delve into today's topic, which is all about masculinity in today's society. And rounding up all three sections, we end with a conversation about what it's like to be in your 20s and some take-homes and advice for those listening. So without further delay, let's get straight into it.
Yeah. Yo, so yeah, you can put it out, Joe. Tay the bra in the building. Tay, take your girl. Tay two times. Tay's radio. Tay Rutendo's podcast.
Oh, wow. Of course.
Yeah. Always, gotta throw always. That in. Show always. Love. Show love. Always. Show love when necessarily. Necessarily.
Necessarily showing love.
Showing love. That's me. Beautiful. That's me all the time. I love what you're doing, though, by the way.
That is it.
I dig this, yo.
Oh, thank
yo, you. Yo, y'all gotta mess with this podcast, though, for real. Like, Tay's, yeah, yo. KZ, bro.
Come through.
I actually like, I feel like we should bring Talk That Talk to your podcast.
I think we should.
Like, I think
TDT
we should do that.
Takes over in my 20s.
Let's
a
do
takeover.
Let's
an
do
entire
that.
Takeover.
Let's do that. Yo, okay, we got one, bro. Retendo's got one on us, bro. We're going to pull up here on the clutch.
We are.
Like my Nandu.
So, Tay, if you can tell us a little bit about your career journey. Where are you from? How did you get here? Did you study? What did you study? And what are you currently doing now? So give us a bit of the build up.
Yeah, obviously, like I say, grew up in Joburg. Always been a kid that went completely left field. I was never a follower. Like my parents used to call me Spanky. My parents still call me Spanky. I don't know if you guys remember the show The Little Rascals.
Yes.
It was shown in black and white. It was a little kid there named Spanky. Like, he was always up to mischief, but he always went like his own way. My parents called me. So I was literally like the same kind of like kid, you know. I used to mind my own business, always on my own, you know. So they picked up like I had an artistic side to me. I used to like trace and draw and color and a whole lot of things. 2006, I matriculated and rolled to this place. I did my 3 years there. So how it basically worked, like, you'd have class on the weekends, sometimes during the week as well. But if you got work, you go to work during the day and then you come to evening classes.
Okay, so the idea was that you worked and studied at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. Okay. Yeah. So, but like, it still had its constraints. And I was like, yo, man, I want to be free when I'm doing like this designing and art thing. But then obviously I accumulated enough money to be able to pay off my first year in tuition at varsity. So I eventually applied for graphic designing at UJ. So I eventually went to university, graphic designing. My forte in the course was always like drawing.
Okay.
Like, I was a beast with a pen. Like,
okay.
I could draw anything. And I took, like, when I talk about drawing, Retina, I could draw you sitting here right now.
Oh, is it?
I could draw this podcast.
I've got pen and paper. I'll pose for you. I love that. I was a beast with a pen though.
Like, I was really good. Like, I'm not trying to pump myself. I was really good. Like, that was like my best. I was good at other stuff.
Yeah.
But like, that was like my forte.
Yeah.
That's how I say forte. So.
I love that.
So, yeah, anyway, I eventually finished my course. I finished it 2013. 2013, enrolled for my final, for BTech.
Yeah.
And, but now, in the course of my third year, what they do is, like, you got to go for, like, a whole work experience, internship thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, like, it was like, rather difficult for me because I was, like, one of the last to get, like, a place to get placed in.
Okay.
So, I went to my subject head and I was like, yo, I'm struggling. Like, everybody else has found placement. I'm struggling. I can't find nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So, she checked the list. Like, yo, you know, make a couple of phone calls. And I eventually found a place just down the road from the actual campus.
Oh, nice.
And I started there. And funny enough, the first project that I engaged in when I was at this place was designing sunglasses for my gents.
Ah.
So I'm like, at that point, I'm like, yeah, man, what is this my gents thing, though?
Mm.
Why is it hitting a vein?
Yeah. How do you describe the Magents brand as it is right now? Because it has gone through its seasons of changes, but what does it mean to you and how do you describe it?
Magents is, first of all, it is a spirit. I feel like it's not something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
The tangibleness is still the clothing,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it transcends the clothing alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, from the messages that we put out and the conversation that we have with people, like strictly from their own experiences as well.
Yeah.
But it all, the way Didi and I talk, it always has a way to come back to essentially what we're trying to put out about the brand.
Yeah.
And that's celebrating life and having a consciousness on understanding yourself and rising from within. Like, everything starts with yourself. Like, you wake up in the morning, you decide whether you want to get out of bed or not.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to pull you out of me and say, yo, you got to go and do this.
Yeah.
If you got, if you know that you have to try to make ends meet, you need to take it upon yourself to be like, yo, I need to go and make this work.
Yeah.
And look, we all go through our different trials and tribulations in life, but it's how you rise above them.
Mm, you know I'm love saying? That.
It's how you rise above it. And that's essentially, for me, that's what my chance is. It's igniting that warrior within, obviously, and being able to ignite others. It's within us all, Rutendo.
Mm.
It's within us all. I guarantee to you it's within us all, but it takes certain individuals to be able to ignite.
Your sound is absolutely incredible. It's like you belong on the radio.
I love your quit. Yo, somebody told me that.
No, you do. You have a really good voice.
Like,
you have a voice for radio. You have a face for radio. That's what they say. That is an insult, by the way. When people tell you have a face for radio, that's an insult.
Do you think so? I also looked at him that way. I was like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? No. When they say you have a voice for radio.
I get that.
What about the rest of me?
But like, what the face for radio is like.
A face for radio.
Okay, are you trying to say like, yo, I ain't good looking.
I shouldn't be seen by people.
I shouldn't be seen.
I should be heard but not seen.
I feel like, yo, man, if your voice is that good, somebody can literally make out how you look. Like that.
You think so?
I honestly think so. Okay, maybe because like I'm a creative, like my imagination runs wild. So
yeah,
like, yo, she's got like that husky voice, so she looks like, yo, she probably got like those big eyes.
Oh wow!
You know, she's got like those full lips. You know.
Sure.
Yeah, you know.
I must admit, I've been very disappointed by some guys who I've listened to their voices, and then in real life, I'm like, no, you're kidding. I've been punked.
Yo,
Where's Ashton? Like, that's where I've been at.
It's yo, K, bro. Yo, I'm gonna holler, K. Bro. Anybody ask you, bro? Everybody told you that you got a face for radio, bro. I know. He's gonna have something like he's gonna have a whole lot to say about this. Don't worry, bro. Gotcha. I know how you look. That's enough for people.
Has anyone ever said
it's
that?
It's enough for the masses. I don't know. I actually haven't asked him. I'm still asking if anybody said that. He'd probably be like, you turn his cap, yo, I'm K-Easy, man. Come on, I'm K-Easy, bro. Like, yo, I'm take me as I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I chill with this guy so much, actually mimicking.
Hectic. But you guys have a very interesting relationship as well. It's like wherever the two of you are, but everywhere, like in person, or I'm surprised he's not even here, or maybe he's like outside the door. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like in the shops, on social media,
right.
Your little like chats to each other. And I've logged into a couple of those live ones, and I'm like, these guys.
And I feel like, yo, I feel like with a lot of things, like for things to have gotten to the point that they are right now, we believe in so much in like things happening organically. Like, you know, just don't force the funk.
Yeah.
You know, and even people ask us still today, like, how did you and Kay meet? Like, oh, we never met. It just happened.
So what's very interesting is I know as women, we talk. We talk all the time.
Talk that talk.
We talk that talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes for the help of each other, and sometimes it's kind of like you feel like you just need to talk for the sake of talking, not necessarily that the person's going to help you. I know you've mentioned your relationship with KZ. You've mentioned your relationship with your dad and with Diddy.
Yeah.
So you have these male figures around you who can kind of feed positively into your life.
Yeah.
I'm not a guy, but from the outside, it looks like society has this thing about men where you need to be tough.
Yeah.
You need to show up. Yeah. You can't cry. You can't be emotional. Mm-hmm. Push through. Earn the money. Mm-hmm. This is what a man does. Like, how does that affect your psyche? And also, I guess, in those relationships, how important is it to have kind of a bromance, bro circle?
Oh, I love your question.
Men where you can go to.
I love your question. First of all, obviously, like, all the three guys that I had mentioned, like, these are guys of different eras.
Eras are there, if you can explain?
Well, my dad is in his 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, you know, he saw the 1976 and stuff. You know, like, he went through all of that. He's 60. I'm not going to give away Diddy's age, but Diddy was just after that.
Mm.
And then KZ was, like, of my time.
Mm.
So, to get different perspectives on being a man and coming up as a man in the times that they grew up, obviously, I'm going to get different perspectives, essentially. But for me, it's like it's a good thing, because I mean, everything in life changes, you know, and it's up to me to be like, okay, I'm gonna take everything that I'm being given, I'm gonna dissect that and use it to my advantage in trying to have a more holistic view on approaching certain things. So there's more thinking now.
Okay.
There's more thinking. It's not just Tay saying something.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it from, okay, this person that I'm talking to also is getting an influx of information from somewhere else, you know? And it may be in the same line as, in the same age as the people that I'm speaking about as well.
Yeah.
So I get that from there. It's like, okay, let me step back. Let me listen to this. Let me listen.
Yes.
Let me listen. Yes. That's a lot. That's another thing that people are struggling to do.
Mm.
You're hearing,
mm-hmm.
but are you listening though?
Mm.
And then back to your question of this whole, like, you know, masculinity, like, you know, in society and stuff. Look, from my father was brought up a certain way. Like, yo, man, you have to be the man of the house. You know, you're the provider. The mom is the nurturer. She's got to be at home taking care of the kids. That was that era.
Mm.
But, you know, unfortunately, things have changed. Society has made things change.
Mm.
And there's so much. That's why I feel like in today's age, that kind of mentality has been changed. That's why there's so much duplicity in society.
Mm.
And not to say, yo, women shouldn't be independent and try and go out and get theirs.
Yeah.
I'm totally for that.
Mm.
I'm so for that.
Mm-hmm.
But now in the household where that kind of conversation is not happening. It's like, okay, this one is earning this much more money than this one. It's like, but what is the bigger picture to it all? Like, let's understand what we both bring into the party, and let's put the masculinity and femininity aside. But obviously for me, the era that I grew up in, I saw it like front lines. Like, okay, the pops is the man of the house. He's the provider. He's getting the money. Moms is also doing the same thing.
Yes.
And that's why it worked. But let's use that kind of history to be able to smoothen out the operations that are happening in today's age.
And how do you see it? Like, what would you be most comfortable with? And out of interest, would you be okay if your wife earned more than you did?
Yeah, that pause just gave it away. Obviously, I'm not in that position now, and I haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
But at this point, do we have kids?
Mm-mm.
No kids. It's just me and the lady.
Yeah.
Look, Rutendo, over everything, so long as in the household there's a level of respect. And when I talk about respect, it doesn't necessarily have to come to the monetary thing. Like,
okay.
I'll appreciate the fact that you're trying to go out and get yours, and even if you're making more, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But like, let's not make the money thing be a power thing.
Yeah.
Like, don't try and overcome me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And for you as a woman, you expect me, if there's a situation, you expect me to be a man and step up.
Mm.
But now, if you're going to come at me and attack my masculinity, it's like, okay, nah, you handle it.
Mm.
You handle it.
Okay.
Because this is how you came out, right? This is the kind of guy that you want me to be.
Mm.
This is how you're calling me out. So in a situation where you want me to be a man, I'll be a man.
Yeah.
But like, when we go back to the house, let it be the same way.
Mm.
Not let it be like, yo, just because it's outside in a different kind of context, it's like, yo, Tay, but you know, you were like this at home. Nah, let's leave home at home.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's understand that we need to have that conversation to be honest. Yeah. I'm okay. This is the role that I play as a man. This is the role that you play as a woman. Yeah. I'm not necessarily saying, I'm not trying to put you down to be honest. I'm, you're restricted.
Mm.
But let's respect that. That's what I'm looking for. That structure.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm, look, I'm the man of the house. I'm the woman. You're the woman of the house.
Yeah. You know? And I think it also just comes to understanding gender in society. Yeah. I think there has been so... I'm still learning what kind of relationship I would want to have.
Sure.
And it's by seeing relationships that I've seen through family or friends and then also just figuring out who I am.
Yeah.
I think the issue is, the starting point is, we don't know who we are.
Yeah.
I'm still learning that journey. So how am I expecting a kind of man to come into my circle when I'm still trying to figure that out?
Sure.
But yeah, we can figure out the journey together. But the thing is, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be like, actually, you know what? I actually want to be a diamond girl. Wow. You know, like, I need you to pay for everything. Come through.
Slay queen.
You know? like that. But that's the chat. It's like, if you don't know who you are, how are you expecting someone to come into that? But I also think it also comes down to the couple. What are you comfortable with? True. There are stay-at-home dads, and that's great,
because
there are women who are hustling hard, and there are stay-at-home mothers, because it's the reverse.
Yeah.
There are circumstances where both parents work.
Yeah.
Growing up, both my parents worked. We had a live-in helper who has lived with us and, you know, cooked and whatnot. So it took some pressure off. But it's, what does the dynamic work for you as a couple?
Yeah.
But again, coming back to the, don't look at society and be like, oh, that's what she's doing. That's what their relationship
is. Exactly. That shouldn't be your benchmark. What do you want? That shouldn't be a benchmark.
Yeah.
That's true. Exactly. What do you want?
Mm.
What do you want out of something?
Yeah.
If we're gonna dive into a relationship, look, love is love, essentially, at the end of the day, as well. And I feel like that term love as well has been misconstrued as well, because, and now it's also based on tangible things. I bought this for you, therefore you must love me this much. It's changed so much.
Yeah,
like you look at the relationship that your parents have, and you see the kind of stuff that they fight over. It's like, but that's so beautiful though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and you guys are still at it. And this day and age, like, you look at the stuff that they fight about. In our day and age, we are saying, no, it's a rap, man.
Nah.
It's a rap. Like, the fact that you're not trying to find that common ground, beyond some, yo, this is the way my woman is. Let me appreciate, let me understand that. You know, let me let it be.
Yeah.
In this day, it's like, yo, man, this is not changing. It's not changing.
It's
so,
not
like, I'm done.
It's not suiting where I am. Yeah, my image.
Your image. Exactly. And now, funny enough, you mentioned the image. Now, when you mention image, you're bringing outside things into the picture now. But it shouldn't be the case. A relationship is being two people. Yeah, a relationship is not a BBM multi-mix. It's not a multi-mix. You are not invited in the conversation. You're going to have third parties come near and be on some. Yo, look, as a woman, go and talk to your girls. I'm not going to stop you about that. I'm not going to stop you being some, yo, man, Tay did this, Tay did that. It's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna go to my home and slant your name like you're probably gonna do mine. I'm not gonna do that. So let's have the respect, Beyonce. I'm like, if you're gonna go talk to your homies, talk to them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the final decision of how we go forth comes back to the house. You know?
But I do wanna come back to this whole idea of being a man. Like, it's such an interesting term. You know, just like people are like, you need to learn how to be a girlfriend or be a wife or be into whatever word people are trying to make you seem that you need to be. What does the term be a man mean to you?
A protector. I'm just gonna throw words. I'll dive in deeper. It's being a protector, and I'm not just talking just in a relationship. It's generally being a protector. Obviously, as men, we're seen not to speak so much or voice. So if we're not going to voice, then at least let us be listeners, you know? What else, being a man? What does it mean to be a man? You know, they say men are simple. And I feel like it's as simple as that, really. Like, we are not complicated beings.
Okay.
Like, there isn't that much to us. If we want to go to, like, speaking about, like, emotions and stuff, as far as being a man in society, then there's a whole lot of other stuff to talk about. But
it's a podcast for another day.
Yeah, but just talking about a man per se is it's being a protector. It's being a protector.
Yeah. And what do you mean by men are simple? Because to be very honest, sometimes I feel like they are the most complicated.
Y'all make us complicated.
On society. To y'all like make us complicated. Because it's like, even in terms of, I'm not talking about like relationship, I mean, yeah, like relationships, boyfriend and girlfriend, yeah, or husband and wife. I'm, yeah, talking about just even genuine friendships with men. Sometimes, yeah, you're sitting there going, huh?
Yeah. I think where the complicatedness comes out is when we try and bring outside matter into yourself. So, in other words, if as a man, you always got to have money
because
you're a provider, right? You always got to have money.
Yeah.
It's misconstrued. If you don't have money, then you're, you know, like you're just a bum, you know, like you have no place in society and whatnot. But... Oh, I mean, if you've heard that, like, we're not as simple as you are. I think that comes from the mere fact that we want to voice out a lot of things, and the fact that so much is kept bottled up, like we have these conversations with ourselves, that if, when it eventually comes out, it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
But to me, it makes sense.
Yeah, because you've been having
I've been having this conversation myself, but I haven't set it up. I haven't set it up efficiently enough to be able to, like, by the time I voice it, yeah, you understand where I'm coming from. Oh, it, wow, sounds like, it sounds gibberish. There's so much going on. There's so much, you know. So I think that's why to some extent they might say, like, a man is like complicated. But look, as a woman, women are women as well.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have,
are so simple. Give us love, respect us, come through. Keep your word.
You know, a question. Don't lie. A question posed just yesterday. Like,
yeah,
I was talking to Kay about it. He's like, "Yo, man. So when you ask your girl, yo, baby, I'm gonna go to the shop to get something. Do you want anything? Can I get you something?" It's like, "Yeah. What would you like?" She's like, "No, just give me anything." What is anything? What is anything?
It's one of everything.
So I must buy the whole store.
Just in case.
I must buy the whole.
I'm kidding.
You know what I'm saying? So like, and then I passed that question on to another girl, and like she literally was like, "Yo, I'm sweating because I do not know how to answer this." Because we dissected it so much because she couldn't even get to a point beyond some. She doesn't know what anything is.
Yes, yeah.
So she was like, "Yo, maybe they must create like a restaurant that they call anything, where you're just like, yo, I'm feeling a certain way, so I want that."
Yeah.
So it was like, so she put it out to me. She said, "Look, you know what I like. So when I say anything, you must know what I like."
So you gotta know.
So, but like the fear with us is like, yo, I'm gonna bring what you like. Next thing that's also that's not what you want. What you want at that given
and the
time.
Next thing is like, I've never even eaten that. Oh my word! I don't even know what that is.
Oh my word! Can you understand the struggle here? Now y'all gonna say, yo, y'all ain't complicated.
Well, this is I guess this is the other thing. It comes back to the learning. Like on the basis of things, women, I think we do read a lot about men. We read a lot about relationships.
Yeah.
I don't think men actually sit down with a book like Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man and go like, let me dissect women and let me figure it out. You guys don't do that. You huddle in your little corners and go, oh, this girl, she's so much. She's too much. But I like her. How do I go after? But you're not learning. You're not like us. You're not pen and papering it. You're not. What are your discussions?
We are not about pen. We're about action.
Yeah, but
we're about action.
Sometimes you're taking the wrong action.
That's true. That's why we can I swear?
Yeah,
we fuck up. Y'all even call, yo, we fuck up. And yo, as dudes as well, yo, guys, we are dumb as fuck. Sometimes we like stupid. Yo, we don't know how to cover our own tracks. Guys, we leave a paper trail. Like, it's so easy to find shit. Look, man, I'm going to call it out. I'm calling it as it is. Yo, shout out to my homies. Yo, bro code, forget that. I'm going to call it like it is. Guys, sometimes we are so stupid. We do not know how to cover our own tracks. So, with that being said, like, let me ask you this. When was the last time you picked up a magazine where a man spoke about how he was feeling?
I've never done it in my life. Men don't talk about how they're feeling.
Exactly.
It's always how to get the girl or how from their perspective. Or, it depends on what publication. You know, if it's a woman's publication.
Do they? Do you find
that? No, they have like men, like Q&As with some good-looking men. Yeah.
But is it like deep stuff?
No. Like, it's all shallow. It's all very surface level.
You see what I'm saying? So It's like, it's why I say, like, maybe I feel like maybe the world is not ready to hear what men
I say. Think everyone, including men, I think women and men need to hear and want to hear. But why do you...
Are you all ready?
Well, I think we're ready. No, we've been waiting. We're here with our pen and paper. Why do you think we're, like, reading all of these articles and listening to podcasts and watching romantic movies? Because that's what we think it's about. But it's always from the women's perspective. The men are like, actually, that's not what it is. I'm not going to sing to you on your birthday or every morning for the rest of our lives, man. Which would be really nice, by the way.
Yeah.
But tell me, why do men not dive into their emotions? Like, what is the fear? What is the holdback? What is the clog?
I feel like it's an age-old custom. It nothing has changed. Like, you take it back to even the gladiator days.
Mm.
You know, like, the man was never to show how he's feeling.
Mm.
You never see a man shed a tear.
No.
But if there's one thing that will make a man shed his tear, it's the woman. So back to your question about, like, why is it so hard for a man to express their feelings?
Yeah,
it's an age old thing.
But do you guys have conversations when you guys get deep with each other? Because I can tell you this month the amount of times one particular session where I had a friend over and we were both airing what was happening in our lives. We both broke down in tears.
Yeah.
That's like, and then we felt better.
Yeah.
Do you guys get deep when you guys are having your chats?
We do get deep. We do get deep. And as guys, by nature, we want to impress a woman. I mean, you got guys wanting to impress guys as well, you know. I have no qualms with that.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to the gay guys too. Shout out, got much love for you guys.
Mm.
But we also trying to impress women. And we feel like, look, women have their own kind of guy that they want.
Mm.
You know, but you just never know what kind of guy at a particular point that lady wants.
Mm.
You know, so it's difficult for me to be like, even if a girl says, yo, man, I like a guy that expresses his feelings and stuff. But you don't know if she's just saying that for that time.
Mm, mm.
You know, just to try and, you know, I really like this guy. I like the way he looks. So I'm going to voice it out. Next thing down the line is on some, yo, man, what's wrong with you? Why are you venting? Like, why are you venting? This is my cry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is my position.
Yeah, yeah,
I got to be venting, not you, you know? So then it's like, okay, so why did we initially, you know what I'm saying? So, and when that happens, it's like, I've never done that before.
Mm.
But now for this person, I was able to open up. But now this happens.
Yeah.
So why should I carry on and
do it again?
I'll never do it again. But even at that time, I'm damaged.
Mm.
I'm damaged.
Sure.
Because now, like, from here on out, I'm never, ever going to express my feelings. And unfortunately, I'm being stereotypical. I'm not saying, like, oh, women are the same.
Yeah.
And it's going to have the same kind of bounce back. But when that happens, it's like, you putting me back on a slow foot.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? You putting me back on a slow foot.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, that's part and parcel as to why, like, it's hard for us to, like, express our feelings. And I mean, for me, like, growing up, my dad always told me, like, yo, you gotta buck up.
Mm.
Like, you gotta go out there and handle yours.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, bear in mind, like, for me, like, even in today, yo, bear in mind, there's a lack of conscience if anybody tries to get in my way of trying to protect and feed my family.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, bear in mind, I have no remorse. I have no compassion whatsoever.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So I will do what it takes to protect and feed my family. If anybody wants to try and get in the way of that, be it a man or woman, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm a guy who comes from, like, it's always family, God first, then family, and so on and so forth. So for you as a woman, if you're not going to respect that, that's how I view my life.
Yes.
And how I take on life, then I'm sorry, you can't. I'm going to keep 100 with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, it can't happen.
So Tay, reflecting on your 20s, what was your 20s for you? How would you summarize your 20s?
Whoa. My 20s were, honestly speaking, they were lonely.
Okay.
They were very lonely, and I'll elaborate on why they were so lonely. Nobody told me that I gotta cut certain people off to be able to get to a certain point that I have to. But I believe that spiritually so, it happened. And things happened for a reason for me to be at the point where I was. I never used to really go out much. If I went out, it was usually like to maybe like a dance competition, because I used to dance as well. I mean, like, and if there was an after party, I wouldn't go to the after party. I have to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like maybe because I didn't have the balls to approach my parents to be honest. I'm, yo, I want to go to this, but I had folks that were like, you don't need to go there.
Yeah.
And to this day and age, like, I actually appreciate why they did that. Because they could see, like, yo, for what they see me becoming, they need to essentially say something. So, yeah, return of my 20s were very lonely. Also, the, like, the environment that I grew in, like, where I grew up, there started to be an influx of, like, a lot of, like, bad things that will make you do bad decisions, drugs.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Like, it was coming up. And I'm glad that I had left before it got to where it is right now. So yeah, my 20s was I didn't have an older figure like an older brother or sister. I have an older sister, but like I was hardly ever with her. So a lot of things, it was a lot of mistakes, Retendo. My 20s was a lot of mistakes, like messing up big time.
That's what your 20s are for.
That's what I'm for. And I think I fell big in a lot of things. And like, and I pat myself in the back to have gone through that, you know, and because it made me who I am today.
And so, Tay, let's switch gears into the quarter life crisis. So tell me, did you ever go through a quarter life crisis? When was it? How did it go down? Give us the details.
I think it was last year, December.
Because
I was very sick in bed. Like, I'm talking about, like, festive season.
Okay.
It was from... Sorry, from the 26th.
Yeah.
Till the following year. I think that was when...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, like, so much was happening. My younger brother was going through his own things as well. And he had to move down here. So now it's like, okay, you're away from your folks. There's only so much they can do for me from that side. But it's just me. It's just me for you this side.
Yeah.
So now it's like, ah, I gotta play a parent now.
Okay.
So now I'm sick, and it's his first Christmas away from home.
Yes,
now you gotta now think about what he's going through in his mind, and considering like what he's trying to recover from as well. It's like, this is a lot. This is a lot to take in. And now I have to adult like quick fast. But now I'm sick as well. I'm like, oh man, I can't do anything.
Why were you sick?
I think my eating patterns wasn't my eating and sleeping patterns just weren't like good.
Okay.
And it was also this stress of him.
Okay.
Obviously recovering from, I don't want to say too much about it, but he was recovering from something. And I even got a call like recently, like from my dad. It's like, yo man, I feel like, yo, you gotta step up as a dad for your bro. I was like, look, I always had that thing, like I always want to take my brother under my wing. So his name is Sechaba, and my name, my full name is Mute. So Mute means foundation, and Sechaba means the nation. So the foundation of the nation. My grandfather gave me those names, our names. So I understood why it is. So it's like, you're the foundation of this boy. Like, you gotta take him under your wing and groom him and advise him. So I feel like certain things have happened. Like, I haven't beat them down. I was like, this has to happen. I have to go through this and be there for him. So for that call from my pops to be on some, yo, bro, I need you to step up now. He didn't say it like that, but I knew at that time, it's like, yo, he's calling me on some, hey,
sure,
you got something to do now. And I feel like that was a crisis. I was like, yo, I'm not ready. I wasn't ready. You're still here. You're still alive. You're still here. You can still do this. Like, even though we're still under the same skies, but like we're away, but we're in different cities, but you're still there. I can't do this. So it was at that point, I was like, he called me. I'm like,
sure.
Okay, it's about that time.
And you had to show up.
I had to show up. But Tay always show up. I always show up.
And Tay, to wrap up, I really just want to get some advice from you. Some advice for you. You spoke about like how you were chatting to your brother and passing on some advice to your brother. What advice do you have to the millennial generation right now?
I ain't got no advice. It'll affect my position. I'm playing. I'm just joking. I'm playing. I feel like it's just respecting and honoring the time that it takes to build yourself, like, and knowing yourself. You didn't come into this world knowing everything. You do not born knowing, having a source list. It's a source list that you have to build on to be able to essentially make that beautiful thesis that you're going to put out about yourself. That when, by the time you speak about yourself, you know yourself so well. Because my source list is so ham. I've spent so many years building up the source list. So
I like that.
I would also genuinely say, the generation of the 20s, like, you need to stop this wanting this thing now. Wanting now. Overnight success takes 15 years. So, and I'm not talking about success, like whatever business that you do. I'm talking about success of yourself. You really need to take the time and honoring the time that it takes to know yourself. Because this knowing yourself is a difficult thing. Because you're so caught up in different things around you that you're trying to grasp everything. Like, and you're trying to grasp everything in the quest to try and make everyone happy. In life, you can't make everyone happy.
Mm.
You can't. You're basically going to marry one person unless you're a polygamist. Shit, forget that. But like, you just gotta, time, respect, and honor. Yeah. That's it. Anyway, but yeah, that's pretty much on the surface of it.
That's good.
If
that's
you want
good.
To find out more, yo, get at me, Tay the Bra, Instagram.
Hey.
Tay Tay on Twitter, T-E-Y-T-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Facebook,
name's Tay-Tay. So fine, you gotta say it twice.
T-H-E-I, Tay Tay Tay, take your girl, Tay two time, Tay square, Tay TV, Tay radio.
Tay
Oi. Tay Retainers podcast.
Hey.
Shout out to the girl.
Come through.
Yeah.
Give me a T. Hey, you got your T, you got your T, give me an H. Hey, you got your H, you got your H, give me an E. Hey, you got your E, you got your E, give me an I. Hey, you got your I, you got your I, times two, that's Tay Tay. Hey, thank you so much, Tay, for coming onto today's show and honestly shedding light on masculinity in today's society. This is something that I've had conversations with friends time and time again. We sit, we're like interpreting what men had done or said. We're doing the calculations. We're doing the X equals Y equals Z, which means he likes you or it's a negative. And sometimes we just need to have these honest conversations. But anyway, once again, thank you, Tay. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed recording it, editing it, and uploading it. So I'm really looking forward to connecting with you all same time, same place, right here on In My 20s. And before we exit, please don't forget to pod subscribe and subscribe on all our platforms. We're on YouTube, we're on SoundCloud, we are on iTunes. I was going to say we're on Mixit, but we're not. And also follow us on our social media platforms, which is Instagram, Twitter, which we need to update, and Facebook. But we will catch you right here, same time, same place on In My 20s. In my 20s, in my 20s. How old are you? I to the N to the M to the Y to the 2 to the 0. That's S. I to the N to the M to the Y to the 2 to the 0. That's S. It's in my 20s. If you ain't got 20s, gotta beat my 20s, then you better come through. I said you in my 20s. If you ain't got 20s, if you ain't got 20s, gotta bring 100!